This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration had issued rules and legal guidance that made it harder for workers to form unions or for employees to lodge complaints about labor law issues. But with Democrats, that's changing. For example, the Labor Relations Board is working to reset something called joint employer status after the rules tipped toward companies during the Trump era. This needs some explanation. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The NLRB's new proposed joint employer rule will make it easier for employees who work for a contractor, staffing or temp agency, or franchise to drag the big companies higher up the employment chain into labor disputes. So imagine a crew of warehouse workers who get a paycheck from a staffing firm, which contracts to provide labor to a big retailer. And actually, the boxes the workers load, the equipment and scheduling software they use, are the big retailers, not the staffing companies.
This rule would broaden the responsibility to those who have indirect authority to control the working conditions of employees.
Ruben Garcia runs the Workplace Law Program at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
And that can be everything from setting production quotas that require certain kinds of labor conditions or scheduling, like in many fast food franchises, which are scheduled from a central location.
The new proposed rule could make the bigger parent companies a target of union organizing drives. Kathy Ruckelshaus is general counsel at the National Employment Law Project.
Companies decide that they want to outsource some of their labor-intensive pieces, but they still maintain control over some of the terms and conditions of employment. That's where we're going to see more than one employer around the table.
Employers are warily watching the Democrat-controlled NLRB as it tries to reverse Trump-era policies, says Stephen Suflis, who represents employers at law firm Ballard Spahr.
I think what the NLRB is trying to accomplish is to ease the path to unionization and to get to the bargaining table, the employer that really controls the purse strings.
The NLRB has asked for comment through November before it issues its final joint employer rule. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.